Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Can I get a yeah? Let's get it. It's a 5 hour KM to AM on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Here we go. What do y'all want to do tonight? What do y'all want to talk about tonight? Caitlin Clark? Jason Kelce? LeBron James? No. You want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. 24-7 Aaron Rodgers talk. Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. It just goes on and on, my friends. Some Jets fans started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they will keep on singing it forever just because. 4 more years. I'm not about to do that tonight. I can't. I'm sorry. 877-337-6666. April showers. You know, my train of thought tonight is that I wish it was April. I went to the Nets game last night, and the Nets actually won. And I still didn't care about the rest of the Nets season. I don't care about the rest of this NBA season. I wish it was opening day tomorrow. I'm done with spring training. It's too long, it starts too early, and it's too much about nothing. I'm tired of all of the takes on, oh, Carlos Rodon, man. Well, you see how many home runs Carlos Rodon gave up? Carlos Rodon's looking shaky in the spring. Yeah, duh. That's why they offered Blake Snell. That's why they were trying to trade for Corbin Burns. If you think the Yankees don't know that, sheesh. You know, the reason that Carlos Rodon is even here is because Brian Cashman fumbled the bag with Judge, had to pay Judge all that money last offseason. And Hal Steinbrenner came out to say, we're not done. Well, you had to give the fan base another signing outside of Judge. Other guys got signed up other places. You never actually signed a left fielder. So you go get Carlos Rodon thinking he was a two. He's going to be more like a four or a five. You hand him $162 million in hopes that he replaces, I don't know, Jordan Montgomery, who goes on to become an ace and win a World Series, and you might not think he's an ace, but he was looking like it in the two times he faced the Yankees in St. Louis, and he was looking like it when he faced Jordan Alvarez in the Astros, and when he faced Corbin Carroll in the Diamondbacks. 877-337-6666. I say all that to say this, man. I don't care about the spring training stats and numbers. It's cool to ooh and ah at Trent Grisham. That's who I actually am like most like. Yeah, cool. Trent Grisham. Because Trent Grisham, I don't care that he's a 200 hitter, his glove, him making a diving catch in center, I'm like, yeah, good to have him. His bat, a little left-handed pop, yeah, good to have him. That's the type of guy I want on my bench. That's the type of guy I want to not have to hit 200. We're not going to see him that much, but especially as Jason Dominguez is on the mend and all the conversation about, oh, I don't want Judge in center field. We fielded 100 calls on, Aaron Judge in center field. I don't know about that. Well, Trent Grisham can potentially spell him when the Yankees have a lead, or just play there and Judge can DH. Their lineup is stacked. I'm tired of spring training. There's too many games. And once upon a time, we didn't see all of the spring training games. Once upon a time, we couldn't see all the clips and stats. There was no Twitter. There was no social media. You just go down there and see for yourself. And I'm already over it. And I don't go down there for another 2 weeks. Literally, I'm over the spring training. I'm like, I have a trip planned. I leave 2 weeks from today. And I'm like, man, I'm over spring training. I know they're going to expand. I know there's going to be a team in Nashville and maybe a team in Utah. And then they're going to realign. And they're probably going to try and shorten the season from 162 games. Whatever. Start spring training in March. Shorten the season. Start the season in mid-April. Whatever. It's just too much. It's too much because there's too much coming out of spring training. Oh, let me guess now. And I hope this guy is terrible. I hope there's more of this to come. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, bust, waste of money. See, he struggled. Three innings pitched, six hits, five runs, three walks. Yamamoto, not a good signing. You don't know that? The first outing he had, everybody's talking, oh, he's got filthy stuff. Oh, he's just as advertised. It's spring training. It's glorified exhibition. These guys are practicing. And you don't know what they're practicing that specific day. You don't know what they're trying to accomplish that specific day. You don't know what they're looking to do. But you see numbers and you start to make judgments. And I mean, specifically here in New York, we just run with everything. 877-337-6666. Speaking of running with everything, Buster only. First off, shout out Buster. Buster actually followed me. I don't know if I asked BT this, but I thought maybe BT might be familiar with him because Buster followed me like a day after I was on with BT on the midday, and I'm like, maybe they crossed paths at ESPN or something because, I don't know, I wasn't expecting to be on Buster's radar. If you're a baseball guy, you know Buster only. And if you're a baseball guy, you should know this. Buster works for ESPN. All they do is come up with sensationalized takes and things for clicks. And do you not remember July 17th? That's when I got off the Yankee roller coaster last season. I came in here that day and I listened to The Fan all day and people were actually calling in response to what Buster only had to say on ESPN and Twitter. He said, quite possibly, maybe, potentially, the Yankees could perhaps be the first in line to take a look at trading for Shohei Ohtani. And everybody ran with it. Oh, Keith, is it happening? Is it real? Trade deadline's coming. The Yankees absolutely suck, but maybe they're going to trade for Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, I can't. I came in and I'm like, I'm off the roller coaster. They had just lost to the Colorado Rockies and the way they gave that series up. And people just forgot about it the next day because Buster only gets on the microphone and says that the Yankees were going to be checking in on Shohei, possibly, maybe, sort of, kind of, perhaps. Yeah, everybody in baseball should be checking in on Shohei Ohtani, and everybody in baseball should be checking in on Juan Soto. Oh, you know where we're about to go. That boy Tommy Lugauer, he was spitting. I hope you were listening to the Lugauer. They didn't give him enough time. Tommy doesn't get enough time, but in his little bit of time, if you listen, right, if you listen today, he was basically telling y'all, stop it already. Doesn't make any sense. The math ain't mathing. Why the hell would Juan Soto want to put on that bum-ass Mets jersey? And I'm coming right at y'all because y'all like to come at me on Twitter, right? I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted of it already. We can't even enjoy spring training Juan Soto without hearing, he's going to be a Met next year. Oh, my. We haven't even gotten to the season. I know the Met fan wants spring training to be over. They want the regular season to be over. They want it to be the winter meetings already. Just stop. I'm a Nike guy, right? Like, I wear straight-up Nikes and Jordans. I might mix in some Tims, some dress shoes, but my allegiance is with Nike and Michael Jordan, and they're one and the same. I don't wear Pumas. So if I actually got to deal with Nike, and Nike outfits me in Nike hoodies, sweats, socks, Nike kicks. And for a whole year, I'm walking around strutting in my Nike gear. And then Puma comes along and says, we'll give you $100 million more to wear Puma next year. But Nike's already paying me $100 million. Let's put it actually in the Juan Soto. Nike's already paying me $500 million. Would I take $600 million? To let somebody smudge my Pumas? No, it doesn't make any sense. We're talking about branding here. A better brand. A brand is already built. And you know what? There's power in pinstripes. I'm wearing mine today. So when I go live on TikTok and Instagram, you can see me. So when they clip this, if I get a clip posted on Twitter or Instagram, you can see me, you can feel me, you can hear me. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm also a baseball fan. And I'm also not dumb enough to think that Steve Cohen, who's, I don't know, 0-for-4, Yamamoto, Otani, Craig Counsell, Carlos Correa, Judge, weren't able to keep your own guy in DeGrom here. You should be worried about Scott Boras and Pete Alonso staying here and not worried about Scott Boras and Juan Soto. Let the Yankee fans enjoy it. If it's 1 year in the Bronx, let us enjoy that 1 year. We haven't even gotten to the stadium yet. There's still a month. But all we keep hearing is, oh, here it is. So Buster only today. Oh, man. And what a pathetic tweet it is for fans to latch on. It's not pathetic of Buster, but it's pathetic to see all of the people that got so excited. People mentioning me at Keith_McPherson. If you like to send tweets, keep typing. I'm talking. Buster said the most interesting thing heard at Mets camp yesterday. And it's not surprising, given that the Scherzer contract and others will melt off their payroll next winter, is that they fully intend to take a run at Juan Soto next winter. That's sad. That's embarrassing. On March 6th, the most interesting thing in Mets camp with the richest owner in the sport, multiple guys that have long-term contracts, all-stars, a brand new manager, a bunch of young guys trying to prove they belong in the baby Mets, a bunch of young guys that were traded over here at the trade deadline trying to prove they belong and that they're going to project into being great players. Guys like Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, the core of the team. Guys that are over there like Harrison Bader, Luis Severino, former Yankees, and even guys like G-Man Choi and Trace Thompson and Luke Voit that are kind of filling in the blanks in between. The most interesting thing, and it's not surprising, is that you're in Port St. Lucie dreaming of the winter and signing Juan Soto. What a shame. 877-337-6666. The jokes write themselves. They literally write themselves. America's best dance crew. Hey, Mets fans, don't mind the score. Direct your attention to the home dugout. Here comes the Queens crew. Don't stop. Don't stop. Pop that. Push it. Push it. Yeah. Handstand. Somersault. Twerk, 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 twerk. That's what you're about to get into this season. That's what you can look forward to in Queens. But over in the boogie down, it is high, it is far, it is Juan Soto. I don't know what John's going to do, but there's going to be plenty of home runs from him and Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo, maybe Giancarlo Stanton. Who knows, if you're reading in the spring training, all the hype about him being slimmed down, what has that turned into? Enough with the spring training. I wish opening day was tomorrow, because then the clock will actually start. We wasted all this time this winter, and not me, but we wasted all this time this winter talking about Yamamoto, Yamasoto. Where's he going to go? Mets, Yankees. Oh, there's a number 18 jersey available. Oh, but Steve Cohen went to Japan and treated his whole family to French cuisine. Oh, well, Brian Cashman went to Japan and saved his ticket stub. He saw a Yamanono. Oh, but now he's visiting Steve Cohen's estate. Womp, womp, womp. He wanted to be a Dodger. I told you guys, it's Yamamotani. And I had Yankee fans mad at me like, well, you don't want Yamamoto? Not for more money than Cole. Yamamoto was cool for me when I thought he was going to be $250 million. Yamamoto was cool for me when I thought it was going to be a steal of a deal. Not what the Dodgers paid. Not what the Mets were willing to pay. And the Mets are going to be in on Juan Soto. They will have the highest offer. But I don't think it's going to be that far away from the Yankees. And the Yankees have the leg up because he's in pinstripes this year. And you know what? It means more to the Yankees to sign him because the Yankees gave away Michael King, Higashioka, Thorpe, Vasquez, Brito. You know what I'm saying? You following me? 877-337-6666. Of course we're going to talk about Saquon Barkley. Of course we're going to talk about Daniel Jones and buyer's remorse and the Giants being completely done with him. And the NFL is king, so there's always conversation about where are these free agents going to go, who's getting traded where. We're just coming off the combine, the pro days are next. Soon it'll be the NFL draft. There's no Nets on tonight, no Knicks on tonight, no Isles, no Devils, no Rangers, and I've got no guests. I want the floor. I'm taking your calls for 5 hours. Well, we've already knocked down 15 minutes, but I want the smoke. If you disagree, call up. If you agree, call up. If you want my take on anything else, which I'm going to mix in things because I was on Friday for 5 hours and a lot happened over the weekend, and then I had a 3-hour show Monday night late from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., and then I was off last night, so here I am, folks. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. Call the show. Bring your thoughts, your takes, your topics, and we'll pass this rainy night as we get closer to opening day. KM to AM returns right after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Right back at it on The Fan. Let's get it, man. 877-337-6666, New York. New York! I'm outside. I don't live in Miami. All right, let's do it. So, I'm over spring training. I don't need to see Juan Soto hit any more home runs. Wrap him in bubble wrap. Save it for the Bronx. Save it for Minute Maid Park. I haven't gone down there yet. I'm going down there, and when I do go down there, the Yankees are going to send part of the squad to Mexico, and then it'll be over, and I can't wait for this season, you know. Something I learned in my past career doing social media is that you have to break through. You have to evoke emotion. You have to do something that catches people's eyes, ears, and attention. Social media, like the radio, is similar, right? It's 24/7. They don't turn it off. You're on it all day. You're in and out. But when something cuts through, it gets you, good or bad. And from the response that I got at Keith_McPherson on Twitter, I think I touched a nerve. And that's what I intended to do. Enough already. We get it. If that's what y'all want to do all year, it's going to be a fun year. If every time Juan Soto hits a home run, you're going to tell yourself that he's going to be in Queens next year, good. We're going to enjoy the like actual fact that that guy is a Yankee. That guy plays for the Yankees. It's done. He looks great in the uniform. He's having a good time. He's smiling ear to ear. It's going to be a great season. 877-337-6666. Tom in Bethpage, first on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
5 hour KM to AM. I'm going to talk about sports, and people are going to call for everybody to hear.
Great shows always. Yeah, and my main thing is about your monologue is I'm a big Mets fan, and my question to you is, why can't you live and let live? Why does as a Mets fan, I'm realistic. I unfortunately know that 2024 is going to be a long year, so yeah, I'm looking forward to 2025 and going after Soto. So my question is, why does it bother you for?
Oh, it bothers me because it's like, okay, every day we got to hear about, well, he's not yours for long. What's going to happen? We're living in the present. We can't fast forward time. If that's what y'all want to do, cool. But I understand it's Mets, Yankees, it's New York, it's a rivalry. It's just like, you guys want this guy. We currently have this guy. So if you want to punt on your season, punt on your season. If you're not looking forward to opening day, like that sounds like a personal problem. Over here, though, on the other side, we can't wait to see what the Yankees do and bounce back from 82-80. Our worst year in a long time. Still finish with a better record than the Mets.
I agree with that, and I do think that it is pretty sad that the Mets will have to punt on the season. But speaking of the present, and I think two of the best hosts on the Fan of all time is Mike and the Mad Dog. I don't think anybody could deny that, and I think that you definitely could be on your way of being the same. So one of the things I would like you to do in this month of March is cover the NCAA tournament, because St. John's is a bubble team right now. They're probably going to make the tournament, and that's going to be big for the city of New York. And
I'm watching Seton Hall right now.
A lot of the hosts don't cover the tournament as they should, and I think Mike and Amanda used to always cover it. I hope you do it.
I'm sure we're going to talk about it. Thanks for the call, Tom. I'm sure we're all going to make brackets. I'm sure we're going to have the games on in here, but this is New York, where if St. John's isn't the number one seed, UConn's going to be a top seed, but they won it last year, and it didn't really move the needle. It's New York. We are blessed with professional sports. We are blessed with, even when our teams are trash, they give us a lot to talk about. Right? 2 weeks ago, I opened my show talking about injuries and how it has derailed all of our hopes and dreams. But we're still here, and we're still hopeful, and we're still acting like these players are superhumans, like they're robots, like they can't get hurt. Until the next day, right? The day after my show, I'm on with BT, and we get the news that Kodai Senga is out. It's just a consistent thing that you got to be aware of. Then we're watching the Knicks, and Jalen Brunson goes down. So all your hopes and dreams of Eastern Conference finals, they hang in the balance on the health of these players, right? We care more about injury updates to Julius Randle and OG Anunoby than we do about Selection Sunday. It just is what it is. Nick is in Newark, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Nick?
Keith, what's going on, my man? Listen, I want to preface this conversation with one thing. I grew up listening to the Schmooze with my dad. Since you've been on the night shift, you've offered a refreshing voice, and I'm a big fan of you.
But shout out to Steve. I love getting to listen to what he does on the weekend. I said the other night it's a time machine. He puts us all in a time machine with him, and I'm not trying to be Steve. I can't be Steve. No one can. I'm glad that I've been able to carve out my own lane, my own show, my own brand and style that some people have taken to. So thank you, Nick.
Yeah, no, of course. He's one of a kind, to say the least. But as far as your Met-Yankee point, listen, I'm a Met fan, and I agree and I disagree with you. I agree. I don't think Soto's coming across town to Queens. He's already got the pinstripes on. If he goes out and he hits 40 home runs and he does his thing in the Bronx, there's no amount of money that's going to get him to come to Queens. Okay. But to your point with Steve Cohen and Carlos Correa, Jacob DeGrom, Shohei Ohtani. Cohen got Correa. They punted on him because he had a bad ankle. The Mets passed
Giants got Correa.
Yeah, but then the Mets went out and they stole him
from
the Giants.
Nick, just stay with me for a second. That's what I'm getting tired of. We're always moving the goalposts, right? It's not Yamamoto. Now it's Juan Soto. It's not elected to sign with the San Francisco Giants. He didn't choose the Mets, but we love to rewrite history.
The Mets were never in contention for Correa in the first place. We all woke up
that
morning.
Why is that? Why is that?
I honestly couldn't tell you. It happened overnight. Steve Cohen was in Italy, called Carlos Correa, offered him a contract, and he said, you know what? No, seems like, and this is a different issue as a baseball fan, seems like nobody wants to go to San Francisco. But with that being said, Carlos Correa and the Mets was never really a thing that offseason. It came out of nowhere. And the Mets, you know, punted on it because they were like, you know, you got a bad ankle.
Your rookie owner reversed course there, and then he continued to reverse course at the trade deadline, and now he has completely reversed his course from a five-year championship window where he promised a World Series to, oh, no, I hired David Stearns. He knows better than me. I struck out a couple times.
And
you
listen,
do it, David.
Steve Cohen, he was aggressive. He went out. He signed Max Scherzer. He signed Justin Verlander. That obviously didn't work out. But to say that, you know, he didn't want to go out and bring back DeGrom, the Mets didn't want to bring back DeGrom.
No. Thanks for the call, Nick. No. Again, they offered DeGrom. They didn't keep DeGrom. And I listened to this station similar to the way you guys are talking about Pete. It was a done deal. Oh, richest owner in the sport. No way we lose DeGrom. Right? No way, because he's going to be able to pay him. Him and Billy Epler didn't want to pay him more than the Texas Rangers. I heard callers laugh at Texas. 73 wins. What's he going over there to lose? No, he did all his losing here in Queens. There was no run support. He had enough of losing. That's why he left. What are we talking about, bro? My guy Andrew all the way out in Portland, Oregon, back on the Fan. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Keith. How you going, man? Thanks for letting me come on your show. I really appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call. Couple things here real quick. One, who do you think that the Yankees leadoff hitter should be at the start of 2024, and why is it Gleyber Torres? And two,
it's not Gleyber. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel you. And two, why are the Yankees not taking a hard look at Joey Votto to bring him in at the veterans minimum,
no,
bring him on as a bench piece, to bring him in as backup, backup first base,
no
DH.
No need.
All right.
So let's go back to the leadoff spot. I always say the Yankees die hard on what? Their trades and their contracts. They gave a six-year, $90 million contract to DJ LeMahieu, and I think he's just in the second half of that. It might even be his third year of that deal. They're going to see it through with DJ and hope that he is more of what he was, which now we're far from 2019, 2020 DJ. They're also going to hope that he's more of what he was in the second half with Sean Casey. You heard Boone talk about him doing the running program and training. And they're going to start with DJ. They want that leadoff hitter to be DJ. He's got the most experience, most reps doing it. He's a batting champ. So they're going to start with DJ. If DJ struggles, though, Alex Verdugo is here, and he's done that in Boston. And also Gleyber Torres was mentioned. But I look at Gleyber as a sneaky bat in the middle to lower parts of that lineup. I think they want to try DJ, Verdugo, Gleyber, and hey, don't sleep on Anthony Volpe either. If he's tearing the cover off the ball, they're not going to keep him that low in the lineup.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And Votto, with Joey Votto, I love that Joey Votto is a social media guy, and he's really become one towards the end of his career, and now we're literally looking at the end of his career. Josh Donaldson retired the other day. I'm definitely going to speak on the rainmaker and the drought that he had in the Bronx. Joey Votto's just got to hang it up. The Yankees, absolutely not. They have to pay Josh Donaldson $6 million in dead money this year. There's no reason to bring Joey Votto here.
In no way whatsoever am I saying let Joey Votto get Joey Donaldson. Oh my goodness, Joey Votto get Josh Donaldson minutes. Get Josh Donaldson the same at bats that Donaldson got.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying you bring in Joey Votto. You know, left-handed slugger. Trade some notes with Rizzo, Soto. Be a established veteran that maybe some of the younger guys, you got Peraza, you got Volpe, some of these, you know.
No, this team has two MVPs. This team has World Series champions. This
Fair
team
enough.
Has a Cy Young. Like, they've got enough experience. And then if you really want to look around, they've got Bernie Williams. They've got Willie Randolph. They've got Andy Pettit, CeCe. Like, they've got all that, you know. We got to win this year, Drew. We got to win. Like, yeah. I just was looking at SNY's prediction for the Yankees the roster to break camp with, and I'm like, all right, I kind of am not sure about the bullpen and the bench, but, you know, we'll get to that later. No country for old men. Enough with the old Yankees. We did that already. There are enough Yankees that we're depending on this year that are on the other side of 32, 33.
Sure.
No Joey Votto. If anyone should take him on, it would be the Toronto Blue Jays.
I hear you. I think you just bring him in maybe as that emergency left-handed bat from the bench. I hear you. Real quick before I go, it's funny that you mentioned Buster Olney earlier in the open. I actually listen to a show every day as well. I try to write into a show a lot. It's funny that you brought up the exact situation that I called him out on last year. I have the receipt somewhere on my Twitter page.
Add me on it, because that was my open that day. I got off the roller coaster because Yankee fans went from losing to the Colorado Rockies with CJ Krohn, and then the next day being back on the horse because they're thinking we're going to trade for Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, no way. What are you guys on?
I told him that there's no way. I told him he was a little far-fetched for that one. But, I'll tweet at you on that one. Thanks for letting me on, man.
Yankees for clicks. But it makes sense, right? Like, you need to drum up some type of engagement, some type of chatter. You pair the biggest name in the sport in Shohei Ohtani, global icon, with the biggest brand in the sport, the New York Yankees, and then you have a take where you use words like potentially, maybe, sort of, kind of, perhaps, the Yankees could possibly think about entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Like when I see all that, I'm like, what does that mean? Ohtani's the best player we've ever seen. Everybody should maybe possibly sort of kind of entertain going after him. The Angels weren't entertaining trading him at the deadline. They probably should have. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Eli in Washingtonville on the Fan in New York.
What's going on, Keith? Another year. Looking forward to Brian Cashman and his mistakes. But I think
it's part of his game. It's part of his game.
Yeah, because listen, the Yankees have a habit of going to the negotiating table, fighting against themselves.
Okay.
The only reason why we actually having this discussion of he might go into the Mets. It's because the Yankees should have done a sign and trade.
With Juan Soto. Go ahead.
With Juan Soto. Like, you don't give up a whole bunch of these prospects and then go, all right, we're going to keep you for a year. And then when Scott Boras goes to the negotiating table, he's going to be like, yo, we're going to take you to the bank because you already gave up prospects for this guy. So we got the upper hand. The same thing was with Judge. You know, he started making these
Judge wasn't represented by Scott Boras. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, listen. Cashman, I'm telling you, he bargains against himself all the time.
Thanks for the call. I disagree completely. The Boras Five. When I got off the air Friday, one of the last calls I took was from Matt from New Jersey, who was saying Cashman made a mistake not signing Matt Chapman. He's out there. This guy could be a gold glove third baseman, blah, 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 blah. And then as I'm driving home, I see the alert Matt Chapman signs with the San Francisco Giants going against, I guess, what Tom or I forget who, or maybe Nick said about people don't want to go to San Francisco. They're going. Go look at all the players that the San Francisco Giants have signed. People are going there. They can find a nice place to live. They don't have to live in the homeless population. But quickly here before we break, Scott Boras has clients that are hanging out right now. I'm already over spring training. Blake Snell hasn't thrown a single pitch in spring training. I'm 2 weeks away from my trip that I'll go for the last week of spring training. Jordan Montgomery's unsigned. Did JD Martinez decide anywhere to go? He didn't want to go to the Giants. So what I'm saying is, we know about baseball's Bond villain. We know what this guy does, and we're hip to his games. I think a lot of the teams are hip to his games now. Cody Bellinger had to take a team-friendly, prove-it deal again. He thought he was going to get big money. Juan Soto is represented by Scott Boras, and there is a 1,000% guarantee that he goes to free agency. Now, it wasn't a 1,000% guarantee that the Yankees would be able to trade for him. but it was a guarantee that he was going to test free agency when he turned down $440 million from the Nationals, and when he had a season next to Fernando Tatis Jr., Xander Bogaerts, Manny Machado, Josh Hader, Blake Snell, Gary Sanchez, Ha-Seong Kim. Even with all of those guys, a super team, which they were a super disappointment, it was a guarantee he was going to hit free agency. There is no sign and trade. But the Yankees have their ways. They know they have a leg up in the game. I guarantee you this man and his family are going to be better taken care of this season than they ever have been. Juan Soto is going to get to experience and see some things in New York City he had no idea about. And when it comes time to hit free agency, it's going to be a real tough decision to say, I want to take off the pinstripes, only have 1 year of that, and go to the orange and blue side with Mr. Met, Mrs. Met, the Queen's Crew, the Seven Line, the Apple. What else? Casinos popping up, NYFC, like a bunch of other, I don't know, black jerseys. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me how you guys are really selling yourselves on that. But continue. I'll be right here to counter. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Make it do what it do. KM coming through. One time for the Queen's Crew.
Keith McPherson on the Fan. Duh. It's nighttime. 5 hour show. We got about 12 minutes to go until there's 4 hours left. 87.7, 33.7, 66.66. I'm watching Seton Hall do their thing over there at The Rock right now. And I'm loading up clips for the rest of the show. Not audio clips, but just ammo, things to throw out there, which I want to talk about. Russell Wilson, Rumpelstiltskin. No, you guys all want to talk about the Yankees and Juan Soto, so we'll continue that until we get to the top of the hour, and then when we come back, I'll introduce some different things to talk about. Hopefully, you'll engage me. My guy, Josh, up in the Bronx. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Keith. Look, if I don't wait off, I just wait, man. That's up to you, man. It's your show. But anyway, thanks for having me on. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, like last night and everything, you know, the Nets won and the Hawks lost. But I want to touch on that. Yeah, but I want to touch on Juan Soto.
No, don't glaze over that one. Don't pass that by. You said that incorrectly. The Knicks lost.
The Knicks, yeah.
There we go.
All right, you got. But what I guess I'm a little too anxious, nervous talking to you. But what I wanted to say about
I get that way too.
Yeah, Juan Soto. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's found a home. You could just see him fitting in with Judge and his new teammates and everything. I think he's going to fit in and be fine.
He is home. He's got to spend the next 7 months with these guys every day.
But I don't think he's going anywhere. Even next year, I think the Yankees make him priority A1, even if that's the only thing they do, man.
Yeah.
That's just fine with me. I know they're going to get other things after the season, but like everybody's been saying, let's enjoy this season. I know, like you said, let's go for it. Let's get
into
the
Let's go
season.
Yankee Mets. Thanks for the call, Josh. That's what I say, LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. If the Mets fans just want to slide over to the Bronx, we got seats. I mean, there's going to be 40,000 people in there on the regular. But, I mean, you guys can get some 400-level seats and come watch Juan Soto when your team's on the road. If you want to buy a Yankee hat, I won't tell anybody, man. I won't judge you if you want to put that Yankee hat on for a year. That's what you want to do. You want to switch sides so bad. You want to be a Yankee fan. You mad at your dad, huh? You mad at your uncles. Why do we do this? I thought this was going to be different. King Cohen. It's funny, man. Other fan bases have caught on, right? My guy Fuzzy, who does YouTube content, and literally has made his career just covering baseball. He's a Cleveland Guardians fan. And I saw him quote tweet Juan Soto's last home run and say, can't wait till Juan Soto's a Guardian next year. There's no way he's going to be a Guardian. But other fan bases, even poverty fan bases, are like pretending to be the Met fan, right? Can't wait till Juan Soto's a Detroit Tiger next year. It's laughable. It's a joke. And it's also a joke that folks think that Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, they're not prepared for this. they haven't been in the game long enough, right? They don't know what Scott Boras and what Juan Soto is going to be looking for. Like, he's not going to actually get $1 billion. They have the money to pay him. You realize that, right? Just him being here this season, they are printing money off of Juan Soto merchandise and jerseys. And look how many people are showing up to Tampa. Those games are packed. They are going to be prepared to counter and give a very competitive offer to keep this guy after giving up all the pieces that they did to get him. And you Yankee fans know, as soon as you start telling me or your friend or going on Twitter to type away, like you know everything, oh, well, Hal's too cheap to sign Gerrit Cole. Then you wake up in the morning and Hal's looking at you like, shut up. Who are you talking about? If we want somebody, we'll go get him. It happens every few years. Before Cole in 2019, it was Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah, bring on his $300 million contract. Not the smartest move, but at the time it felt like an evil empire move. The National League MVP joining the Yankees after the Yankees were in Game 7 of the ALCS. Oh, they just gave Judge $360 million too. You're fooling yourself if you think that they're not going to be prepared to show up and have a great offer. And you're also fooling yourself if you don't think that they have a leg up in the game by this guy walking in to Yankee Stadium. This guy walking into the... This guy's going to go on the road. And we'll be there to greet him. I can't wait to go to Camden Yards this year. Let me know if you need a ride. I'm just straight up and driving down there. I got to figure it out. I haven't been to Camden Yards since 2016. It's time. Yankee Stadium South is calling. Birdland. They think that their 101 wins last year, they're going to do that again. They're build a ballpark to try and contain Judge. Well, here comes Juan Soto. Robbie's out in Brooklyn. Robbie, you're on the Fan.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
I'm great, man. Happy to be here. Full of energy.
Hey, Keith, before we talk about Juan Soto, is it okay if I mention my brother Charlie?
Absolutely. What's up with your brother Charlie?
Well, I remember about a month ago you were talking about your brother, how he talked you into being a quarterback.
Well, he helped me understand that being the quarterback wasn't a bad thing. He talked me out of being sad about not being able to play wide receiver because I wanted to be a receiver, yeah.
So my brother Charlie passed away about cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not a quarterback, but I was a carpenter. I was a construction worker for quite a few years. And my brother Charlie was the guy that taught me work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
How much older was he than you?
He was 3 years older.
Oh, so that's close. That's like almost being the same age.
You know, he was a good guy. He was a party guy. He was a good guy. And he passed away from cancer about 10 years ago. And I just retired from construction. I'm 65 now. And I just wanted to bring that up because when you mentioned your brother and what an impact he had on your life, the impact that my brother had on my life.
Yeah, I'm glad you could connect with me in that way. And we honor our brothers by, you know, taking their words and advice and continuing their legacy and working every day and making them proud. They're not with us physically, but they're with us every day. My brother loved New York City so much so he pretended like he wasn't from Jersey. I'm the opposite. My brother would love to hear me on the radio in New York. He'll never be able to do that. My brother would have been so proud to tell everybody his little brother made it to WFAN. And I every single day move with his spirit and his energy and knowing that I made him proud and the man that I've become. It's, you know, we're going on 10 years now. He wasn't able to really see it, but I just told someone the story today. Losing my brother shattered my brain. It changed how I looked at the world. It changed how I looked at myself, and it really made me figure out I got to get up and go. My brother lost his life at 37. I'll be 36 later this year.
That's wonderful. So,
it's not wonderful, but, right, you know, so it's wonderful that you can make something out of it. You know, from the grief and the pain and the drinking and the eating and gaining weight and crying and being just absolutely defeated, not thinking that your brother 10 years older than you, who was almost like a father figure, like thinking that you'd go through your entire life for the most part with him, seeing him that day, and then you don't see him ever again, like that can tear you apart. But I kind of channeled that energy and did something about my life.
film. What I wanted to talk about with Juan Soto is put yourself in his shoes. If you were playing for the New York Yankees, you're playing with Aaron Judge, you're playing with all these great players, why would you even consider, especially since the Yankees, you know they're good, they're going to be in the playoffs again. You know what I mean? You know they have a really good shot at taking the American League pennant. So why would the guy ever even consider going to another team?
They'll tell you money. The Met fan that has convinced themselves that Steve Cohen has the most money and he's the greatest manager or greatest owner in the sport, they will tell you money, that Juan Soto is seeking top dollar, and that's it. If Steve Cohen has the highest offer, if it's a dollar more than the Yankees offer, that's going to get Juan Soto to switch
teams. Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge could have went back to California.
There are a bunch of guys leaving money on the table right now in these last couple of years. It's about winning. It's about branding. It's about marketing. It's about how you see yourself. Juan Soto is an Under Armour guy. What do you think the people at Under Armour are telling him? They're telling him, stay with the Yankees. We already had Judge and lost him. Now Judge is a Jordan guy. Like, what do you think? If here's something for you, and thanks for the call, Robbie. You know, I've been blessed, and I'm extremely blessed to have this job. This is the best job I've ever had. And I know I could be doing other things. I've done television. You know, I know I could be doing digital things. I could be doing it. But I love this job. I like coming here. I like having my own show. I like talking to you guys. I like sharing my sports brain and thoughts. Why would I be looking for greener pastures? There are a lot of people in their careers, they find their true north. I went to school for radio and television. I plan on continuing to be on the radio and doing some television. I don't need to be anything else. So what I'm saying is, right, so a lot of times in our careers, when you get to your dream job or your dream company or your dream city, your dream destination, you're living the dream and the money is just more on top of the dream. He's going to be generationally wealthy. He's a generational talent. And the money that we're talking about that maybe Steve Cohen could outbid Hal Steinbrenner for is money that Juan Soto won't be alive to spend. 877-337-6666. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan, Sean's little brother. We got to take a break, do the update, and we'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.